the newly re-elected AfD party leader. This time you have left Giocattino Coppola a full 10 percentage points behind you.
Heath,
do you truly still need him at your side, or only for the test? That happened to be an annoyance for you from time to time.
So a very good morning, dear Mr. Schmidt. It is very nice that I can start the day with you here in the continuation of party conference. I'm always happy to answer your questions. So, we both achieved a great result. I really, really enjoy working with Tino Kropala. The dual leadership has proven its worth. We also have this dual leadership in the parliamentary group. We both achieved a great result, and the entire federal executive board has done the same as well.
And yet everyone here is well aware of who's the boss among us.
You said several times here at the party conference yesterday that you expect new elections to take place soon. Can we then assume that you'll be serving as the candidate for chancellor once again in this case?
That is something that our members decide. I imagine that we will then conduct another member survey in advance, assuming that we even have the necessary time available to do so at all. But that is not up to me to decide. I am unable to provide an assessment of the matter, as that is for the party to decide instead.
But you would be available.
Yes, I would be available if called upon.
You expressed great satisfaction regarding the outcome of yesterday's Federal Executive Board elections. Someone else is very pleased. Bjorn Håkka, who is the Thuringian state leader, now has two very close confidants serving in the role of his deputy party chairman. How important is this close connection between you and Bjorn Håkka for the AfD's current success?
In Thuringia, we are 42%. This is significantly due to the success of Bjorn Håkka in leading the Thuringian State Association and the State Parliamentary Group. Furthermore, I have been working in a spirit of trust for more than 10 years with both the Deputy Chairman, Stefan Möller, who was elected just yesterday, as well as with Katrin Ebner-Steiner in a professional and highly cooperative relationship that has persisted over this long duration.
Is Bjorn Håkka, in your view, still qualified for a ministerial position, just as you have stated on a previous occasion?
He is above all suited to be Prime Minister, and he will undoubtedly be the one to take that position.
I wonder, because in recent weeks he has attracted attention again with his extreme statements at the AfD summer party in Greece, for example, where he said that football is no longer what it used to be, and he attributes this to the fact that everything is blurring. If you were to swap jerseys, you wouldn't know who is from which national team. What do you think of such a statement?
The whole disaster regarding the team began exactly at that moment when the German national team ceased to call itself the national team and instead started calling itself simply the team. And above all, in Qatar, we saw that the team likes to get lost in politics. And furthermore, during the corona period, Kim was completely trashed by everyone simply because he had made the personal decision for himself that he would not be vaccinated against the virus as others were. All of this is something that plays a part in the sport of football, and it is something that should not have any place there at all. And ultimately, playing good football is the decisive factor for the German national teams to be successful.
Perhaps we should simply approach it by playing good football again and wearing the national colors so that all of that can finally come into play once more.
He says something different. Ms. Weitler, I have to go in briefly because it's not about the state of the national team in terms of sports, but he says he's talking specifically about skin colors.
He says the people in the Western Hemisphere seem to be uniform, as if everything is blurring together.
And if you happen to swap your jerseys, then you don't even know anymore who belongs to which of the teams. Does something like that have consequences for the AfD? If someone draws such a connection to the skin colors of the national players,
I'll see that.
However, we welcome every single person to Germany who is willing to make a positive and meaningful contribution to our society. But if it happens to be someone who misbehaves on the football pitch or with cutthroat gestures, or if they start biting other players in the face or into their ears, then we're certainly dealing with a significant image problem here in this regard. And that makes me wonder why such players are even being selected to play in the first place. And otherwise, we should just leave football as football and just leave it at that. You are also more than welcome to ask Bjorn Håkka what he meant by that statement.
No, I understood him quite well. Everything is blurred, you just don't know anymore.
They are not as white as they used to be.
That was very understandable. And that's why I asked you, because you've had your wife with you during the election campaign. She was born in Sri Lanka. Is that something you also discuss at home, given that the matter at stake is indeed of such an essential and significant nature for all of you?
It is not a matter of skin color and my wife, whom you have once again declared of a migrant background, is actually Swiss and an adopted child. Accordingly, she does not perceive herself as someone who possesses a migrant background at all.
These are all entirely different matters. And what Mr. Hoy intends to convey is that our country,
has been completely overrun by millions of people due to open borders who discard their passports beforehand, and that a state of arbitrariness has set in. Consequently, one can certainly find oneself in agreement with that position.
I wasn't even talking about migrant background, just skin color.
But Ms. Rock was very specific about Saxony-Anhalt, were they?
Intend to put forward their own candidate for minister-president in the near future.
Have you read the election program, the so-called government program for Saxony-Anhalt?
Yes, I still have to read it. It's very long.
Yes, I at least took a look at it, and I found not just one passage to be very noteworthy. I also had to ask you about it personally, because the matter once again concerns your specific lifestyle that you share together with your partner and your two children. It describes it as abnormal. Is it still acceptable to you that this is still being handled in this manner within your political party?
Well, we live in a completely different reality now, don't we? Same-sex relationships are to be treated equally. But if I, as a politician, speak about a societal goal, and that goal happens to be the traditional family, then I can certainly advocate for it, and it does not represent any kind of contradiction whatsoever. Mm. If it is phrased a bit awkwardly, then that is simply the way it is, but I do not agree with that. Perhaps I may clarify, precisely because I am much more socially liberal in my position, and also because I actively live by those principles myself.
I live it.
We really ought to reach a point where we move past this sort of binary way of thinking. Nevertheless, as politicians, it is our duty to support families as that represents our societal goal, while also viewing other forms of life as equally valid, specifically when it comes to taxation and matters of inheritance law. And I believe that is what we have achieved. And there is nothing that can be changed about that today, and we certainly do not want to change anything about it.
I'm asking you because we've talked about it several times before, and in the 2021 federal election campaign program, which dealt with the nucleus, it was worded in a similar way. I still recall you telling me back then that this was a matter which simply had to be clarified at some point. Now, this election program in Saxony-Anhalt states the following. An intact family consisting of father, mother, and children is proven to be the best prerequisite for a good and healthy development of the child. Are you unable to provide your own children with these optimal prerequisites? Do you have to read such statements within your own party?
I must be perfectly clear with you. I serve as the federal chairwoman. This is the specific party program from Saxony-Anhalt. It was authored by conservatives who perhaps do not view this matter in the same light as I do. And if you are asking me personally, my children receive the best upbringing and the best prerequisites. And I would merely repeat myself as what I stated at the beginning remains valid.
Do I see this as a conflict?
No, not at all, because I allow everyone to hold their own positions. They're free to write whatever they desire. I live a different life. Therefore, you could simply interview Mr. Tilschneider or Mr. Simon or Mr. Simon regarding their perspective on this. I believe, or rather, I am convinced that our top candidate will become the minister president, and I am absolutely certain that for him, this is a matter of complete indifference.
His election program says otherwise.
Many thanks, Alice Weidel, for this interview. And now, back to Cologne.